Hi, it's Dan, and in this video I want to put wealth creation into context. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So let's get some context around wealth creation, cash flow, all that stuff. And what we mean by this is that the journey can take a while. Do you know what I mean? It's not an instant journey. You don't go on a weekend course and somehow you're then wealthy. That's just not how it works. But the way it does work is you go on a weekend course, you learn how to be wealthy, and it reinforces some of the information that you already knew. But also, it enables you to learn extra pieces of the puzzle. It doesn't give you the complete puzzle, however. It just gives you extra pieces. And your job is to put together these pieces of puzzles that will turn into your own wealth creation success. And it's different for everybody. Like, mine was buying properties. And, you know, I bought single unit properties. Two bed back-to-backs, three bed semis, a lot of flats, studios, one beds and two beds. And my goal was to make between £200 and £300 per unit. And that worked really well for me and continues to work really well for me and will continue to work really well for me. The only difference is, for other people, is that it might not work for them because it feels like it takes forever. And it can do on paper when you're looking at this and you're making 250 quid and you need £20,000 for every 250 quid you want to make, 20 grand being your deposit. You know, like, if you want 10 houses, now you've got to find £200,000. Where the heck do you find that from? But that's what it looks like on paper. But the reality of the situation is vastly different than how it looks on paper. Because it looks like it's almost impossible to do. How on earth can you raise £200,000? But property prices go up, you refinance, you bring some of that money out, you're buying properties below market value potentially, you're buying properties you've then refurbing and doing up, or you're buying properties and you're splitting titles, and you know, you might buy a three bed semi and split it into 2 1-bed flats, sell one, keep one, etc, etc. You're just adding value in that way. And when it comes to refinancing, you know, a three bed semi might be worth 120 130, but a one bed flat might be worth 75 each. There's 150 grand. Spend 15 on the refurb, you've made 15 grand and you refinance that way. Whatever that happens to be for you is however it is for you. But this is a bit where I see people getting stuck all the time, because they're looking at the minuscule returns and they're going, well, it's just not worth it. And you're right when we talk about minuscule returns. But £10,000 invested in Netflix 15 years ago is worth like a couple of million quid right now. And that's minimal. Like, a minimal entry level is 10 grand, right? It's worth millions of pounds. Same with Amazon, same with Microsoft. And 2020, boy, if you invested in March in stocks and shares, I don't know what I was doing in March looking at investing in stocks and shares. My focus was completely elsewhere. I was probably panicking like everybody else and worried about rents. But a lot of people made a lot of money. They've doubled their money in the last 6 months. But whatever it is that works for you is whatever it is that works for you. And you will start off really, really small. And you put £1,000 in and you're like, well, this isn't going to get me anywhere. And you get a 6% dividend. And now you've got £1,060. Although after 12 months, it might be worth £1,200 because the share price has gone up. But you've got to keep plugging away. You know, £200 a month is £2,500 a year. It doesn't sound like a lot, but that, for the next 30 or 40 years, that can get you retired with a lot of money, so that when you do retire at 55, 60, 65, you've got a lot of money to actually go out and spend instead of, you know, one bar on the fire at home. And you could be out backpacking through Thailand age 67 or whatever it happens to be. So all this is available to you. The difference is that you have got to start now. You've got to pay down your debt. And then you've got to start moving money over to buying assets that's going to pay you. I mean, we're just about to buy some shares, and it's like it's like a 8% yield, 8% dividend, which is amazing. They're getting an 8% return. And it's just out there. You just have to do the research and go and take a look. Anyway, hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the comments down below. Let me know what you think. And we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.